I love our sound check so much.
You really do.
I do.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Not According to Plan, episode 33. The funniest shit I've said all day, apparently.
That's Sam Valentine.
And that's Scott Flannery. You're such a giggle monster.
A giggle monster? That's a cute name.
Yeah, what are you doing?
I'm hanging out post book club.
Just had a wild, crazy book club.
A wild and crazy book club. It is not just drinking wine like some people say. Gah.
We hardly drank any wine today.
That's fact.
I would have liked some more. We should have kept that bottle that we sent her home with.
It's your fault. I asked.
I know.
It's all right.
I know.
We're having a great, great podcast number 33.
If you guys hear a sound in the background, it's because there's an air conditioner running because it's fucking hell in Los Angeles right now.
Approximately 116 degrees Fahrenheit.
It's so hot.
It's disgusting. And if this AC unit has been on in the Not According to Plan original studios.
We are in the original studios.
We're sitting where we shot. Did you like that? Where we recorded episode one.
Oh my God, right here too.
Yeah.
Except I had ice cream.
You did. I think it was Arctic Zero, if I remember correctly. Mm-hmm. We have now moved on to Halo Top.
I was going to say, I think they leave that carton in the fridge?
Yes, they did. Yes, they did. We don't have wine, but we have Halo Top.
It was the most exciting thing that's happened.
So, podcast land, how's it going? If Scott, one of you responds while you're driving, that would make my day.
Let me ask you a question.
Okay.
How are you?
I'm a giggle monster, apparently.
You are.
It's okay, so I drank last night.
Yes, you did.
See, what had happened was Sam turned older.
I'm 29. I'm very proud of it. Yesterday was my birthday.
It was your birthday. Happy belated birthday.
Thank you.
Even though I saw you on your birthday. And there was and Caleb's birthday was just a couple of days before yours. Mm-hmm. So there was, you know, this whole birthday party shindig for the both of them all at once last night. And I decide to pregame at another birthday party.
I feel like you gamed. I don't think that was a pregame.
I don't know. It's five margaritas, pre-gaming or gaming?
Gaming.
Okay.
Gaming and passing out and waking up the next day. That's five margaritas.
But just so everyone knows, I did not pass out at your party.
I need to know. Hold on. Because a margarita could be several things.
Okay.
A lot of bars in LA serve what I call a sad margarita, which is in a rocks glass. It has a half salt rim,
yeah.
And it's like 1,700 ice cubes and like a dash of tequila and a dash of mix. And like, it's really unfortunate.
Right.
Or there's places like I was used to in the Midwest that you get like a bowl on a stem.
Uh-huh. That was it.
You had five?
Yeah.
Holy shit.
So I had three of the small ones and one of the big ones. So I just say one of the big ones is two.
Okay. That counts. Yeah.
I mean, like, you need both of your hands to pick up the big one.
You're just drinking them like water.
Well, I was there for like 4 hours.
Oh, okay. That sounds less aggressive.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't pound them before I saw you.
It was like a daytime birthday party.
It was, which is perfectly timed because theirs was in the birthday. Theirs was in the day and yours was at night.
Yeah.
So then I came to yours and I think all the alcohol hit when I walked into your bar.
that is true.
Because apparently I was just informed by book club. I said a few things to some people that I wouldn't have said had I been sober.
Some of them, I'm worried we'll get our explicit rating taken away from us because it's not harsh enough.
Like, would you like to say them on air?
Nope.
Nope. I just, you know, I let my attractions towards certain men at our gym be known.
Yes.
Very obviously.
Among other things, you had a really good time.
I did. I was having a great time. It was all my friends.
You said goodbye to me 6 times.
I did?
Yeah. We had like big hugs and goodbyes and I love you and you're the bestest and all those things. And then I would turn around and then you were talking to someone else across the bar. And then you'd be like, okay, I'm leaving. I love you so much.
So that wasn't an Irish goodbye. It was the exact opposite.
No, what? That was... What country would that be?
Who stays and never leaves?
Germany.
Is it Germany?
Is that a German?
A German goodbye. Bye. I'm leaving out. Bye.
And it was always with the equal enthusiasm every time.
Because I love you that much.
Shockingly, I didn't get drunk.
Yeah, what was that about?
I think because it was so hot. The bar didn't have air conditioning on, you guys.
I'm never going back there.
I'll probably go back like tomorrow. I love that place.
Really?
Yeah, I think it's so fun.
Yeah, it's fun, but you can't give people your money when you don't agree with their business practices, such as not having AC.
Yeah. But the door, like the place is made of doors, basically. Like they were all open.
They were.
Yeah, it was so much air coming in and out.
Fan on or something.
They had fans on, but it was just like circulating hot air. Ugh. It was, and well, we also had like 70 people or something like that. Like we had a ton of people.
You are so popular.
Thanks.
Mm-hmm.
Thank God I can share it with Caleb so I can like shrug off some of the attention because I don't take it very well sometimes.
Really?
Kind of. I did good with it this year. I let it happen. Well, we got there at 8 and I got a drink and we had dinner. Mm-hmm. We ate food, which was very important to that evening. And then I had like one or two more drinks and then I had one drink before I left in the evening. That was it. But I was so busy talking to people because there was people that I went to college with and like people that I met out here when I first moved to LA came out, which was cool because it makes me reflect that I should go to more things. Because, you know, someone's like, oh, come to my birthday party. And I'm like, yeah, I'm not going to do that. And then people actually do, though.
Yeah.
And it's cool. And it kind of means a lot. I'm like, oh, I can't believe she came. That was so sweet of her.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not that person.
But you're also a really nice host. I think you and I are the same in that we will go around and talk to people like it's a wedding.
Yeah.
And some hosts, I'm sorry, but this is true of some of my friends, they don't.
Well, what do they do?
Well, either A, they expect everyone to come up to them.
Oh,
or
no.
B, they just, you know, act as if the party is a normal party. It's not for them. And it's like, oh, if you pass by, you'll have a conversation. But it's not like a pointed effort to come engage.
Yeah, I can't. If someone came from like Glendale, like I need to have a 10-minute conversation with them.
Mm-hmm.
Like if you drove 30 minutes, I need to sit my ass down next to you and talk to you for 10 to 15 minutes about your life.
For sure.
I think you're due that much. I feel like I should buy you drinks. In fact, here's my thing about birthdays. I don't really like at a certain age being like, come spend money on me things. I'm excited for when I get to the point financially where I can be like, hey, come have dinner with us. And it's like us, like me buying dinner for everyone who came. You know what I mean? The party will be a lot smaller, but
it'd be you and Caleb, you mean?
Yeah, and maybe you could come.
Okay, thanks.
Because doesn't it seem kind of juvenile to be like, everyone come out and spend money on me? Do you see what I mean?
I get it. I guess what I like of what you just said is that would be super baller. If you're like, I'm hosting a dinner at my mansion for my 6 closest friends.
Oh, I like how you put me in a mansion.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks.
Well, I just did the MASH game over here while you were talking, and you're going to live in
Is that where my circle landed?
Yeah. Yeah. You're going to have a Lamborghini and 2 kids as well.
And my husband is Luke Perry.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, no, I just can't. It's not my... It's weird to be this late in the game in life and be like, I would like everyone to come out on this specific date and time and buy things.
No, I get where you're coming from. But I think people also see it as a way for friends to get together to celebrate someone they love.
That's true. Maybe that's why I don't go to as many things. Because I'm like, I'm not super close with that person. Or like, I don't know. I just kind of don't do things when it's inconvenient.
Okay. You live in Los Angeles, right? No, I think everyone feels that way because you want your time to be fun and worthwhile and whatnot. I don't know, but I guess... Okay, wait, I have so many questions.
Okay.
Number one.
Yes.
How far would you drive for someone's birthday party?
It depends on the person.
We'll
for
go,
you. Do you want to make it you?
No, because I don't want you to reveal how much you love me or don't love me. How about, well, let's start with like a friend from college who you haven't seen since college.
They live out here?
They can live anywhere in the world. So, like, my goal is for you to say, for that person...
tell me what you're looking for here.
10 minutes, max. Like, that's the radius. If they live outside 10 minutes, I'm not going to go. And then if I say someone like Caleb, you should be like, I will take a transcontinental flight.
Okay, so here's the thing. Unfortunately, I think in LA terms, and there's a lot of factors that play in. For example, if a party is at 7 p.m. on a Tuesday, I might swing by. If it's at 7 p.m. on a Saturday, I probably won't go. Mostly because I work, but it's like it's like the convenience factor of where and when and what.
True.
Because if it's like, hey, everyone come to a beach party, I'm like, I have to drive there, which is 45 minutes to an hour, depending on what beach. Or 2 hours if you go to Malibu. And I have to find beach parking. Very, very complicated. And then what are we going to do? Are we going to sit on the beach? Like, do we bring food? Like, what do we...
We'll build sandcastles.
We'll build sandcastles. We can't drink on LA beaches, which is...
Okay.
I know. We had to, like, put it in water bottles, and you feel like you're a skeezy 14-year-old, and... Yeah. And then you know, you have to pay by the parking, you have to drive home. Like, it's a whole thing.
Right.
So it depends on what. So if it was someone I haven't talked to in a long time, and if it was like a convenient thing, like if it was like a day I didn't have a lot going on, I would go like 20, 30 minutes. But like an hour drive is a long drive for like a birthday thing.
Right.
Especially because... It's a party influencer, whether or not there's going to be alcoholic beverages served. And that changes whether or not you can drive and or park and or whether you have to take a Lyft or Uber.
All very valid. I'm glad you laid this out for us. You did so eloquently.
These are all factors.
There's a lot of factors in making a decision. I'm just trying to simplify it into minutes.
Nope.
5 minutes.
Simple.
No.
No.
Okay. Well, no, I think that person who drove 30 minutes to see you definitely deserves a 10-minute conversation. Because you had your birthday on a Saturday night.
I did.
Yes.
But I tried to pick an unpopular bar.
Yeah, success. They were so unpopular, they started closing up at what time?
Oh, my God. They packed up at, like, 1 o'clock. They pulled out everything in their bar wells and started cleaning it off at 1 o'clock in the morning.
Just so you all know, we were not leaving.
No.
The party was still 40 deep.
I wasn't even drinking. I was just hanging out and seeing so many people who I haven't seen in so long and have, like, kids and stuff now and responsibilities. So they never get to, like, hang out with them, especially late at night. So this was a blast. And a couple people got there late. A couple people got there, like, 12:45. And so then they started cleaning up. And we were like, well, I mean, and they would still serve, I guess. But it was like, then you just feel awkward. Like, you feel like you're sitting in a restaurant, they're sweeping under you.
I hate that.
It was awful.
I mean, they basically turned off the ceiling fans, turned off the music, shut down like half of the bar where you could go sit.
A part of me wanted to be like, fuck you guys, and like sit at the bar and have another beer.
You should have. Well, it's your birthday. You don't want to. I didn't want to. Yeah.
So we were home by 1:30. Oh, my Uber driver last night drove through a red light and not like. It was turning yellow and then it turned red and he was on his way through.
Yeah.
Like, he got to the light and it was red and then he decided to go.
Oh, so he stopped like a stop sign.
Yes. At a red light on Sunset and La Brea.
Which is, that's a...
It's a major intersection. Three lanes coming from every single direction.
Oh my God.
We stopped there and then he just decides to go. During the red light, and someone like honks and blares their horn.
Oh,
and
really?
Caleb, who is wasted, comes out of his funk and turns to me and goes, did he just run a red light?
Did you report him to Uber?
No, Caleb gave him 5 stars.
Well, then there you go. You will perpetuate that behavior.
Well, I made Caleb call him because last time he called Uber post-party, I got charged $100.
Wait, what?
The cleaning fee?
Oh, yes. Did you need a cleaning fee last night?
No, he was fine.
Okay.
He's just having a really good time.
Yeah, he was. Oh my gosh, you thought I was having a good time. Your boyfriend was having an even better time.
I know, but everyone, he's like in on the joke. Like everyone loves to like make Caleb drink because he's so silly.
Oh, he is.
So they love to like.
Because he strips.
He took off his shirt. My mom listens to this podcast. Reel it back.
He took his pants off. It's
he
fine.
He did not take his pants. We would have been kicked off that bar a lot faster.
He was wearing a thong.
Nong, the dong, dong, dong.
Nice callback. Nice. Oh my gosh. Well, I saw Caesar there.
Mm-hmm.
He's one of our friends from our CrossFit days. And he still does the programming at Brick CrossFit.
Yes.
And he goes, since you're leaving, do you like how I'm segueing into?
Oh my God. Yeah. I don't even want to talk about it, but we need to talk about it.
Yeah. He goes, since you're leaving, tell me what day is your last WOD and we'll make it for you.
Oh, you'll get your own workout?
I get my own workout.
That's sweet.
I mean, everyone has to do it.
Maybe I'll come do it for you.
Yes. It's super, super adorable that he was even thinking that. He's like, you've done so much. I just want to like send you off in style.
Okay. Do you want to tell everyone what the fuck you're talking about now?
Sit down.
Probably you're sitting.
If you're walking, stop walking at this moment. And if you're driving, pull over. I'm moving out of Los Angeles. It's happening. Don't give me that face, Sam Valentine.
This has been in progress for a while now, guys. He's not moving because he won the Amazing Race.
No.
I don't want people to think that.
No. I got a promotion at work and had an opportunity to, you know, that just made sense for my career and for my personal life to give me a new environment from which to grow.
Congratulations.
Thanks so much. So, moving to Seattle in August.
So if we have any Seattle listeners, hit us up.
Hey-o.
He needs some advice on the good bars and restaurants, preferably ones with air conditioning and that stay open till 2 o'clock in the morning.
Well, guess what? Seattle does not believe in air conditioning. Hooray.
Oh, really?
Well, at least the apartments that I was looking at. Yeah. So there, you ask for AC and they go, oh, no. You just open your window.
Do you not need it in Seattle?
No, apparently you don't. Apparently
I don't really know what the weather is like up there.
Well, it's mild. They have the best summers, which is very true. I was up there looking for my apartment 2-3 weeks ago, and which was in the summertime. Beautiful. It's like 76 and clear with like a very gentle breeze.
Describe your perfect date.
April 14th.
So, Scott's moving, guys.
What does that mean for us, Sam Valentine?
Well, we've been marinating on this. And it was a lot of marinade.
You poured it on top. You rummaged it around. You sat there.
And now, we decided we don't want to stop doing the podcast. But it's really hard for us to do this over the computer because a lot of podcasts that are done over Skype and over computers and stuff are like factual based like podcasts like Tim Ferriss and like the Model Health Show and ones like that that are talking to their guests about like specific things. Whereas like we are supposed to be bantery and it's kind of hard to do on Skype because there's like a half second delay.
Oh, that's true. I forgot about that.
So here's what we're going to do. We are going to reroute to a monthly podcast starting in
September
ish, end of August.
Well, pretty much I think we have mapped out at least 2 podcasts in August.
Yes.
So maybe 3. So August will be a somewhat normal month. And then, yes, yeah, September will be the monthly podcast.
So we'll have to figure out some bugs.
I mean, you know, if someone works for Alaska Airlines and they want to give me a buddy pass, then I could fly down here for super cheap, just do a podcast every week and go back home.
Don't tease me so.
Wouldn't that be awesome?
You could just stay at our house.
Done. I'd fly in and do a podcast.
That's so big league. I wish we were that cool.
Oh my God. We would be like Britney Spears doing her Vegas residency, flying in on a Thursday, leaving on Sunday.
That would be like when I have that birthday party in the mansion where I have my 6 closest friends over for dinner.
Yes, fly them all in, wherever they are.
Unfortunately. But so, yeah. So we don't want to abandon it completely because this has been so incredibly amazing and we're over 30 episodes, and like anybody who does anything for more than like five is kind of awesome.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been such a labor of love for us. So we're going to keep it going. We just, it's not going to, we're not going to be able to pump it out every week. And so we're going to use our times once a month to get together and, catch up with each other, which should be fun.
Yeah.
So we'll get all the ins and outs of Seattle and Seattle dating life.
That's right.
And I'll tell you what's going on back at home.
Oh my gosh.
That'll be fun.
It will be fun because I'm sure I'll have tons of dating stories since I'm putting myself in a whole new environment.
Yeah.
And very excited about it.
Yeah.
Some people say thirsty.
You could be thirsty.
I'm allowed to be thirsty or hungry or whatever adjective.
Yeah. Why isn't it hungry?
I think
is hungry a little more animalistic?
Yeah, but I think hungry is the general term, but thirsty is like the cool, hip 2017 version.
What words did I hear the other day that I really liked? Oh, receipts. Everyone's talking about receipts now.
What do you mean? Like the things you get at the grocery store when you check out?
No. So when someone sends you a text message or something, it says like, oh man, I can't like meet up tonight. I have to go to this thing with my sister. And you're like, okay, cool. And then you go to their Instagram story and it's like them at a party. And you like screenshot it, like that's a receipt.
That's, I've never heard that before.
It's like the new word.
Why is it called a receipt though?
I don't fucking know.
That seems weird. So you screenshot it?
So you like keep receipts. It's like evidence.
Oh, God, you have too much time on your hands if you're doing that.
Keep your receipts.
So do you then text your friend and you're like, look what I just saw?
Sure, yeah, and you show your receipts. Or you can bring it up to them later if you wanted.
Okay, can I cash in these receipts?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, for like a bust.
Oh my gosh.
My boyfriend has like zero social media presence, so I don't have a lot of receipts to play with, but.
If you have to lie to somebody to get out of doing something, are you their friend or is it worth even having this conversation?
Now, where's the line with that? Because I've never lied to you. Don't look at me like that.
No, I'm looking at you because I'm like, what? I feel like you're leading into I've done this to you. And I'm like, when?
No, not to you. But have you ever had, it's like sometimes hanging out with people you don't know very well is like a task.
Oh, for sure. It's an energy drain.
And you might not be up for that task at that particular time. So maybe you have to work and you won't be able to make it.
Have you said this to me?
Not to you.
Okay.
You're not a task.
You just say no.
We can literally lay about for 6 hours and we have fun.
True.
We kind of did that today.
And we're kind of laying right now.
Yeah.
On a couch.
Aren't you glad we're not sharing one mic anymore?
Oh, thank God.
Yeah.
Okay. I feel you.
It's like a white light. Honestly, the best feeling is when you don't want to do something and then someone cancels the plans.
Oh, yes.
Like that does happen. Best.
But I know, but then you should be thinking to yourself, why have I committed to this if I actually don't want to do it?
Well, a lot of times people off the cuff are like, hey, like we should get drinks next week. And you're like, oh, okay, cool. And then they're like, so ready for drinks? And I'm like, no.
Oh, okay. I see what you were doing the like American, which is what we all do. It's kind of like,
Yeah.
Or is it more Southern / Midwestern?
What are you going to do, say no?
Well, no, if someone says that, I'll be like, I'll say like you. Yeah, okay. And if they ever bring it up again, I'll either say, okay, well, let's plan it. Or that's really what it is. If they came back on the Saturday and they were like, okay, are we meeting in 2 hours? I go, well, it wasn't planned. We can now put something on the calendar.
See, and that's my thing. But we're the same person in that. Like, we have to have it scheduled. So a couple weeks ago, old friend of mine was like, we need to get drinks, catch up. I go, cool, how's Friday the 25th?
Yes. Like,
and I was like, sorry if that's aggressive, this is the only way I can make a schedule. And she was like, nope, totally understand, deal. And then like 3 hours before we were supposed to hang out, she was like, I'm gonna be at work all night. And I was like, that's totally fine.
Yeah,
but she could have been lying. She could have just wanted to be out of work and in her pajamas on a Friday night.
That sounds amazing.
I know, I can't devalidate that.
No, but
But what? Where do you have you ever told some? Yes, everyone, Scott's moving. Blah blah blah. Moving on with the podcast.
We already segued out.
Yeah. Have you ever told someone though? Like, it's like a little bit. It's like a little white.
Oh, for sure. And I bet when I move, not that, to bring that back. But when I move, I think that it will be a little bit more in full force, because you're right. When you're in a group of a lot of people that you don't know, you're trying to jockey your alone time away from the pressures of building those relationships. And so you don't want to say no to be like, no, because these people don't know that that no is singular and that you are up for hanging out with them again. For example, our book club is our closest friends.
Yes.
You all could be like, hey, do you want to get together tomorrow night to do an escape room? I'll just be like, no. And you won't think anything of it other than it was a no for that date for that activity.
Yeah. Now, I mean, via text, I usually add a little comment after that to smooth it out. Like, no, I have so much going on this week. I kind of need to chill.
For sure.
Yeah, you like smooth it.
For sure.
You don't just say no, because that's kind of fucking rude. But
can you imagine if I just start answering you all yes or no and that's no. it? Yes.
You no. text without punctuation. It makes me so, so nervous that you're like mad at me all the time. Do you know that?
Okay. That's crazy. I mean, it's possibly true. That's crazy because I use punctuation all the time. Not for you, apparently.
Well, okay. If you do punctuation, it's all periods. I need exclamation points to know that you're in a good mood.
Okay.
I'm like, Scott, are you excited about today? Yes, period. What time would you like to come over? Question mark. Sounds good, period. And I'm like, what, am I in trouble?
When we were texting yesterday or today, I was thinking about this exact thing because you've said this to me before. You're like, I need you to show me you're happy via text.
Oh, no. One day I changed the plan on it for us recording the podcast. And I was like, Scott, I need to move last minute. I'm so sorry. I have a work thing. And you were like, okay, period. And I was like, how about next Tuesday? Blah, blah, blah. You're like, cool. No punctuation. I was like, can you please send me an emoji?
So I know what your mood is. Exactly. I'm going to get my phone so we can read the most recent back and forth.
Okay, yeah. Let's do it.
Okay. Sorry, I have Amelia Bedelia on my phone real quick. Let me take her off.
That's important.
Okay, where are you, Sam Valentine? Here we go. This is very case in point.
Okay.
Sorry, I'm giggling because I'm trying to pick it. Okay. The last thing. Oh, we're talking about this actual recording that we're talking about right now. Blah, blah, blah. Just to bring everyone in, I go, maybe bring it over. Microphones, and we can decide. You say, can do. I say, yay.
Yay. Y-A-Y.
There is nothing at send. Sam says, Caleb's still trying to sleep it off, if that makes you feel any better, LOL.
LOL. Also Scott. Important. Lighthearted. Yeah. Just right. saying.
Totally. You're like, you're fine. You're going to
live through
the day.
Wait, let me
read me. Okay, so read the Caleb one again.
Okay. Caleb's still trying to sleep it off, if it makes you feel any better, LOL.
Oh, yes. Are you not hungover?
No, I was busy trying to talk to everyone. I only had a few drinks, actually.
Wow, period. I'm impressed.
It felt like a wedding, like I needed to be the guest and chat with the guests from far away. Ha ha.
I get that completely. No period. Just me.
I fucking told you. But I had the best, in all capital letters, time, 2 exclamation points. And I'm glad we have book club built in already. It's a post-party brunch.
We are the best planners, exclamation.
I had 1 exclamation point in that entire text exchange.
This is so crazy. I sound like a straight boy that doesn't want any attention whatsoever.
I know. I feel like you're like my fuck boy and you won't text me back.
Which is so funny because I am super duper detailed with all of my texts with basically everyone else.
Great, thanks.
No, that's why I find it so funny. I'm like, why do I come across this way to you? I don't know.
Maybe it's because you think I know exactly what you're saying because we spend so much time talking to each other.
Maybe. I'm like, because some of it is not transactional, but it's like, I know the goal of this thread is to decide on when we were recording the podcast. I just saw you hours ago and I'm going to see you in 1 more hour. So like we're not catching up on life. So I'm like, okay.
So does this mean when you move to Seattle, I'm going to get some exclamation points in my Texas?
You're going to get memes. You're going to get
GIFs?
Instagram stories. Okay, that's crazy. I'll never do an Instagram story, so
no,
never mind.
I'm not reaching that far.
Yeah, so
you'll take a GIF.
I think they're GIFs.
I used to say that, but someone corrected me and told me it was a GIF.
Oh, well, I was told it's like a present of fun.
So I thought it was a GIF, too, but I was told it was a GIF.
Okay, well.
Shit.
Potato, potato.
Can someone tell us what it is?
Email us at notaccordingtoplanpodcast@gmail.com.
And that email will remain active.
It sure will.
100%.
You might find listeners betwixt the episodes.
Yeah. Maybe the monthly podcast will go over well. We're really trying to convince ourselves this is the best possible scenario, you guys.
Know, right? Anyway. So apparently I'm a bad texter when it comes to my friend Sam Valentine. I apologize.
Do you text everyone else like this?
No.
Are you sure?
I can pull open a different text.
Maybe just double check.
I mean, actually, I don't know if any of these have been pre-approved for the air. So I don't know if I can. Some of them.
Maybe don't read a stranger's conversation. We could get sued.
Yeah. So anyway, no. Sorry, this is a dud. Let's get off this road.
You don't want to read your text conversations out loud?
Some might be a little sexy.
What, you and the Domino's pizza guy last night?
Oh my God, it was not Domino's.
What did you have?
Okay. It is never a good idea to go buy the food that you actually want when you're drunk.
It's always a good idea. You always wake up with less of a hangover if you eat a little something,
I think.
I'll argue that one with you. Okay. I really will.
Go.
That's not true.
Oh, that's right. No, I agree with you. I was like, okay, I'll go get a pizza. So I walk. I live in the heart of Boys Town in West Hollywood. So there's like bars and
you
pizza
walked?
Places. Well, I got home and then I walked to the pizza place.
Oh, you didn't just order it?
Oh, no. I don't like delivery people. A, they take forever, and B, I have to tip them.
Oh.
Okay. And so I go and I ask, you know, it's all these drunk people trying to get a slice of pizza.
Oh, I guess you do have a pizza place like right down the street.
Yeah, it was 2 blocks away, 3 blocks. And so I asked the guy, I was like, how much is one slice? And he said $5. And I was like, how much is a pizza? He says $32. Yeah. So if you do the math in your head, I was going to get 3 slices. Like, let's just be real.
Uh-huh.
So I'm like, okay, that's $15. Or I can just double it and get a whole pizza. So I got the whole pizza.
Uh-huh.
Which was actually just as fast because they just pulled one out of the oven. They're like,
made.
Here you go.
Yeah.
So I walk home and I'm thinking to myself, oh, great. I have like a meal for now. I can eat some of this tomorrow. I'm like rationing out my pizza. This
you're
is the type
so
of conversation
practical.
You have with yourself when you're drunk.
No.
So I get home. I sit on my couch. I put in Gilmore Girls, as one does.
Oh, perfect. I'm reading her book, by the way. We have to talk about that. It's
really
so good.
It's really good. She has good dating advice, too.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. And so I'm eating my pizza one slice at a time. Pepperoni and black olive, mind you.
Ooh, good pick.
Thank you. And then I'm eating. So, you know the pizza that's like hot out of the oven and you really just want the point of the triangle because it's like so good and juicy with all the goodness on it.
And all that grease.
Yeah. And so I only eat like 3 bites up towards the crust. Does that make sense?
Yeah. How big was the slice?
This was a large pizza.
I'm picturing like a New York size pizza slice.
Slightly smaller than that.
Okay.
Was each slice. I realize, maybe if I only eat the topping portion, I could get through this whole pizza tonight. Again.
Because why not?
Because number one, I think I have a bad relationship with food right now with my anxiety of moving. But that's like honest to God. But number two.
That's too deep for this podcast. Moving
we
on.
We won't go into it. But number two, let me refer back to my whole 30 podcast. Number two, these are also the conversations I have with myself.
I do that too.
2 a.m. eating pizza in front of Gilmore Girls.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I really feel like I should eat all of it because then there's none of it tomorrow.
Then it'll be like a tonight thing, not like a day of
right.
eating pizza. I get that.
Well, yeah. And then, oh, look, I was bad today, quote unquote bad with the carbs and the gluten and all that. But I won't be bad tomorrow if it's gone. That's like the same rationale of like I should eat all of these fun bites of Twix and M&M's because, hey, if it's gone, it won't bother me.
That's like the same thing like alcoholics do, too. Oh, trust me. I do it with snacks.
Oh
I'm like,
God.
I should just eat this bag of snacks.
Well, and again, the rationale was just the part with toppings because they didn't do a good job. It didn't go all the way up to the crust with cheese.
That's unfortunate because I really, really enjoy the crust.
Oh, no.
I'm a crust person. I mean,
it's fine.
Oh, I think it's so crunchy.
But not like stupid takeout pizza. This wasn't like a nice pizza place.
No, I'm basic. I like all crusts.
Okay. I should have saved it for you.
You should have. So I would have eaten it today for real.
I do not remember the Gilmore Girls episode, so I'm going to have to rewatch it. But what I do remember is that I got through all 8 slices of the toppings portion. And then I looked down at the box and immediately felt like I failed myself.
Oh, no.
I was like, why did I do that? I'm going to feel bloated.
I know, but I swear you would be more hungover today if you wouldn't have eaten something greasy.
Do you think that?
I for sure think that. I think Caleb should have eaten something last night.
He should have had my pizza.
He should have.
I want you to know that I promptly fell asleep after that thought of I failed myself. So I woke up approximately 4 hours later. You know how it is. You don't sleep that well.
No,
I looked at the pizza box, open, crust everywhere.
I wish I would have seen this. You're always so put together. This is magical. I'm always the messy one. This is awesome.
Oh, yeah. I was laying on this couch that we're on right now because it's the only AC in my apartment. And then I went, I'm going to get rid of this before anyone sees or smells it. I have book club today. This is at 6 a.m. So I promptly go and take it to the recycling bin that's like...
You like walked it downstairs?
Oh, yeah. I like full on put it away. And then I got and I like washed. You know how when you eat pizza at night and you pass out and you wake up? In the next morning, you can smell the pizza still on you. Mm-hmm. And I can't tell if it's like in your teeth, which you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Or like just on your face. Like yeah. you missed wiping or something. I don't know. You all know
no,
what
pizza
I mean.
Pizza like emanates.
Yes. And I was like, I feel disgusting.
Did you take a shower?
No, because it was too early for that. So I just, I washed my mouth as in like brushed my teeth. And then actually took hand soap and, like, washed my beard.
Oh, that's funny. Oh, yeah, because you have, like, a crumb catcher.
Uh-huh. I was like, I don't want to smell the grease. And then wash my hands because, like, you know, residual grease.
I love that story. Now I want a piece of pizza. And I've done that a lot of times. I'm going to make you feel better.
Okay.
Often, I told you about when I ate In-N-Out with my hands and it was, like, streaming down my arms.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah. Did I tell the podcast that?
Go on. No, I don't think you did.
I don't think it's like a fun story for anyone.
Okay. Just give enough context so people know what you're talking about.
Oh, we went to a fancy party that was supposed to be a dinner, and there was no dinner. There was only appetizers. And so roughly 9 p.m., we had all had like 3 or 4 drinks at this point, and we realized there was no food coming, and we all kind of got a little scared. So we went to In-N-Out. And the alcohol had set in, and we got food and literally ate it outside on the benches outside of In-N-Out like it was like we were in high school.
Oh, yes. That's so cute, though. That's very
being
high school.
Very messy. It was a train wreck. But I always, if I, especially if I've been drinking, especially if it's been like hot or sweaty, and especially if I eat, I have to shower.
Oh.
I have to clean up like my whole self.
Yeah.
It's like a shame thing.
No, you know what? I totally agree with you because I do that normally. Just last night, I was trying to time the shower to where I only had to shower once between that moment and when you all came over for book club.
I understand that.
So I would have showered. I'm with you on that.
Also, the shower creates like heat, and any heat right now is just miserable.
Y'all, it's horrible. I know we keep saying it, but it is pretty bad.
People in Arizona are like, fuck you guys. It's 120.
Yeah, you have us beat.
I couldn't do it.
Sam, why is it every time when people drink, we want warm, greasy food?
I can tell you why.
Oh, you can?
Yeah. Kay. It's a blood sugar thing.
Go on.
Because alcohol is carbs, and it's a lot of carbs that you ingest very quickly. And depending on the type and stuff, they break down differently. But basically, you're getting like a shot of carbohydrates, and so your blood sugar skyrockets and then depletes extremely quickly, and everything's being processed through your bloodstream and in your liver.
Oh.
So, yeah, it's technically only like 40% of alcohol is processed in the liver or something like that. Something it's like less than what people think it is.
Uh-huh.
But yeah.
So, wait.
So then you crave something fast and something like wholesome, filling. So it might be for someone else, it might be like they might crave a sandwich. They want, mm-hmm. It's like something quick and something like filling mm-hmm. for the moment. But then you ride that roller coaster right back up the blood sugar with the carbohydrates mm. of most of every drunk food, and then you dunk it down again.
That's You're like, terrible humans.
I know.
I'm going to make a salad place that stays open till 2 a.m.
Have you ever had Kaya Street Kitchen?
No.
It's my favorite. I don't know if they're open till 2. I've had them very late before, though. But they're on Fairfax. It's getting really insular again. Mm-hmm. And it's like a bowl place. And they'll make you like a mixed greens or a rice like bowl with like all sorts of toppings. Yeah.
See, that's what I feel like if there was more access to that. Yes. In those moments of desperation, it'd be easy to make the decision.
In college, I had friends who would go out with snacks in their purse so that they wouldn't get super late hungry.
That's smart.
And I had other friends in college who would just take a guy home so they wouldn't eat.
Oh. Well, I like that option. I need a, was that Ashley?
No.
Oh, my goodness. That's a really good strategy.
Yeah, it was their avoidance curve.
I like that a lot. Well,
now I'm hungry.
I know, right? I want you all to know, like, as I was walking to the pizza joint, I said, don't do this. It's always a bad decision.
Here's the thing. I think that it's worse for people in general. This is myself included. I think the feeling of, like, caring so much about, like, one, like, shitty meal,
mm-hmm.
like, that spike in your cortisol levels scientifically and just in your mind, like holistically,
mm-hmm.
I think is more harmful than the food itself.
Oh.
So I think I've had a very interesting relationship with food my whole life, especially with acting. If you guys are curious about it, I wrote about it on onebrokeactress.com. It's called Why I No Longer Eat with Labels. But I think that kind of accepting like, oh, that was part of that fun day I had yesterday was that massive pile of food that I ate at one point in time.
Mm-hmm.
That's funny. And then you go on with your stuff that like that overall, instead of like harboring that, is like better for your body.
That's a good point.
Because you had a really good day.
I did have a really good
day. And we had a blast.
But I also need...
So I don't want you to look back on that day with like those disdain. Icky feelings.
Yeah.
But I understand. And I know... I would like to say that all people understand, but I think we also live in a city that's very, very physicality based.
Yep.
And so our mind automatically goes to the way we look and then what we eat and how it makes us feel and blah, 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 much quicker than probably other places.
Totally.
But that's where my mind goes.
No, I mean, yeah, I think it is a product of where we live, but it's also, I think just you and I are generally health conscious in the sense that we don't focus on it, but we know what to eat to feel good and to operate. And I think I focus on that a little bit too, because think about yesterday, all I had was like pizza, a taco, and margaritas, which sounds amazing, but you go, that's no nutritional value whatsoever all day, and lots of sugar and alcohol.
Uh-huh.
So it's just bad for my body. And I think that's what I'm really focusing on is like, you know how to do better.
Right.
But you just totally tailspun.
Yeah.
Meh. All the way down. And I think it's just, I need to turn it around.
Yeah. I think the learning mentality that I've learned is that like the concept of like the bad and the good are like not really real. It's like, oh, I had this meal that didn't feel particularly great. So for dinner tonight, have a big vegetable dish.
Yeah.
Or have some bone broth and like go to bed early.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
So I think it's all about, I'm just so into the balance thing lately. I'm just loving it. I'm loving it.
That's the way to live.
I feel less stressed.
Yeah.
Cause like yesterday I was like, I'm going to eat some French fries with my drink at dinner. Like I'm going to all these things, all these.
For sure.
Now you got me wanting pizza. So maybe I'll get that for dinner.
It's a bad decision.
No, it's a good decision. Cause I want it. I'm choosing it. And Alexis Bledel and Lauren Graham on Gilmore Girls would also agree.
They would. They need to remind me what they talked about in their last episode, though.
What season are you on?
I'm on season 4.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm watching it for the first time through, for those who don't know.
Are you enjoying it?
I am. You know, I liked season 1 a lot. And then now it's just kind of like, it's just, you just kind of watch it. It's not like groundbreaking television. But you're giving me that. Mm-hmm.
Are you into Game of Thrones?
No, not at all. Hard no. Hard stop.
It starts again in like 9 days.
Oh, God. You
you're not into it?
You got people. No, I watched one or I've seen two episodes. I saw the very first one and was like, nope. And then it was like the season premiere 2 seasons ago. A group of my friends were getting together for this, you know, once in a lifetime event. And I was like, I'm going to come and watch it. So I watch it and I go, not into it at all. Like, not even an ounce.
You can't watch it not from the beginning and be... It's you have to watch it from the beginning. And also, I think the beginning is kind of a struggle. I had to be forced to watch the first couple episodes. But once I was into the story, I was in. And I don't really like mythical shit.
Mm-mm. I just feel like there's so much good TV out right now. The golden age of television again.
I love it. Thank God. More jobs. Yeah. Now just hire people you don't know more, please.
Sam Valentine. You can check her out at thenumberonebrokeactress.com.
And samvalentine.net.
There you go. And so I just feel like because there's such great TV out there or things I already love, like Big Brother is a huge guilty pleasure. No, it's not great TV, but I love, 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 love it. Mm-hmm. So I'd rather spend my time watching that than trying to get into a show.
I get it.
Yeah.
I totally get it. There's shows I haven't watched. Caleb wanted to go watch The Wire.
I want to watch that. Apparently, it's getting this new new life right now. Everyone's talking about it again.
Oh, really?
Yeah. He's the third person in a week. That's like, I just started The Wire.
He said it to me forever, and I'm like, you just watch it without me. I don't really feel like
it. I heard it's really good.
I know, but I just can't watch another cop drama.
Yeah.
I'm kind of over it.
I feel you.
The Night Of was a bit of a stretch.
I loved The Night Of.
You know, I did too, and then the more it sat with me, kind of... I liked a lot of aspects of it. I'm not going to say I didn't like it. But there was a lot of it that I think was a little dramatized in comparison to the other parts that were so, like, interesting. I loved him in jail becoming, like, mm-hmm. a hard ass.
Mm-hmm.
That was incredible.
Yeah.
But some of, like, the courtroom scenes weren't realistic. And, like, I don't know. You gotta either, like, be real or, like, be not real. And, like, I have to pick a world to be in.
Right.
You can't be in both.
Right. No, that makes sense. That makes sense to me. I'm just trying to think of, like, what are the other amazing shows that are on? We could talk about this forever, so I know. I should steer clear.
That might be its own episode at some
point. Oh, yes, because the TV Emmy nominations are about to come out.
Oh, that's right. Oh,
Or did they already come out? No, they're about to.
I think they're about to.
Yeah.
I get some screeners.
Oh, my God. I mean, but yeah, it's the golden age of television. There's so many great, great storylines going on out there.
I know.
And networks are not afraid to pull the damn plug, so if you're not good... They'll pull you off and put another show on.
Yeah, they need... It's money.
It totally.
So much money. Oh, God. I worked the premiere party for Glow, that new Netflix show.
Oh, yeah.
And it was probably $100,000 at least for that premiere party.
Are you serious?
Oh, my God. They had this whole space rented. They had so much food. And, like, we passed out, like, fucking Jello shots and all these, like, 80s type things.
Mm-hmm.
And we had all of these outfits we were given. They had hired, like, 15 people to work out the entire time. They turned this whole space into, an 80s gym. They had, like, 15, like, jazzercise people working out the whole time.
Shut up.
The DJ was in, like, a boxing ring they had built. There was, like, vending machines full of Tab.
That's so cool.
Yeah. This literally so much money.
Tab. Oh, my God.
So much cool rented, like, 80s furniture and decorations and, like... So much fucking money. I can't imagine.
Oh, man. That yeah. sounds so much fun.
I know.
But why?
It's like, I ask myself that question all the time. It's almost like they have to. Like, you have to provide. Like, now there's, like, all these, like, benchmarks. Like, a rap party, a premiere party, a this, a that. Like, I feel like now it's, like, there's all these things, like, you have to do. That aren't like, I don't know.
No,
it's
the I'm weird business. Because, no, I know it's, yeah, I know it's a business. Because you have to create buzz and you have to create this sense of want or need or desire. Because
if you throw a good party, you'll get more press. And the press will come in and want to eat and drink and talk to people. If the press comes, they'll more likely to write about your show. And if right. they write about your show, more people will watch it. And then you'll get picked up for more seasons and then more money.
Totally.
That's
but
it.
You're absolutely 100% correct in all of that. I just think sometimes it's funny because it's like, you're really only throwing that party for the people in the industry. So, like, even me, I live here in LA, and I didn't even know the party was going on. So the only reason I knew GLOW is happening is A, a billboard, or B, on my Netflix queue.
Okay, billboards are something that is only a thing in LA.
Is it? No, you're because right. Because
the totally billboards, right. The billboards in my like hometowns change like once every 3 years.
Yeah, they're not gonna have GLOW Netflix.
No, they like now if I see a show on a billboard, I'm like, oh, that must have been just they change them all the time.
Yeah.
Like every 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, but do you see what I'm saying? Like if I don't subscribe to Entertainment Weekly and I don't watch the news, like the only way I'm going to hear about this show is if it pops up on my Netflix screen.
Right.
Just, and that's what I feel like most of America is. They're not subscribing to the industry magazines trying to find out what's the next hottest thing.
Yeah, it's true. It's mostly word of mouth.
Yeah.
So much word of mouth.
But it's just, it's a crazy, it's an interesting thing.
The whole business is.
When you think about it, because you're like, well, on TV, the point of it is, well, I think the point of it can be discussed in many different scenarios.
Mm-hmm.
But I was about to say the point of it is to tell good stories.
That is where it is derived from.
Yeah.
Deep in the bottom basement of television.
And now, how would you describe it?
It's a money system.
Yeah.
It's a business.
Yeah.
Such a business. So is it all? It's the entertainment business is a business.
Well, and I didn't even think about this, but I was talking to someone about Hulu or Netflix or something, and I go, as a consumer, I'm just flabbergasted at the amazing content that they're producing, the original content.
And they drop a lot of money on the original content.
Right.
I have a show coming out that I shot for YouTube Red, and I'll let you know more about it when it comes out.
Yeah.
It was like a professional, it was like an ABC or NBC set.
Oh.
We had tons of we had a crane cam, we rented it, we shot at the Santa Monica Pier. We had like some very famous people in it. We had our star trailers, we had this, we had, like it was a full set for mm-hmm. YouTube. I mean, YouTube Red.
Yeah, but still.
Yeah.
They're putting their money there. And here's, well, before I reveal why I brought that up, why do you, Sam Valentine, think that Hulu, Netflix, YouTube Red are creating original content because they don't have commercials?
Oh my God, they have so much more power. That's why they're getting to create shows that are more interesting. That's why they might actually win their first Emmy this year. There's a streaming show has not won an Emmy before.
I thought The Crown won last year for best drama.
Did they? Well, maybe it was best.
And that was Netflix.
Why was I reading that they were waiting? They wanted someone. Oh no, they were nominated in like every category or something like that. There was some groundbreaking thing this year that happened with streaming shows, and it's so exciting because one, they can put out a lot of content, and two, because they have less restrictions because they have less advertisers. So if you guys don't know, the way network shows work is they film the pilot and they take all the shows of the upcoming season to what's called the upfronts.
Mm-hmm.
Usually they're held in New York. And all the advertisers who might want to have their commercials play during these shows sit through the upfronts. And they sit and they see what the shows are about, what the lineup is going to be. And then they put in bids to see how much money they want to give to these networks to air their commercials.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where all the money comes from. Literally almost all the money.
Okay.
So the advertisers control what gets made, basically. Because if you can't sell ads for it, it's not going to air on TV.
That's very fascinating, but makes complete sense. But, so it could be an amazing show, but if advertisers don't want to place their product with it,
yeah,
doesn't matter.
They're like, this is groundbreaking, but like Transparent would have never been made.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what is Walmart going to air during, you know,
right.
that? So because of this hold they have on things, a lot of stuff doesn't get made. But now that these streaming shows have just money from the networks to use and money from executive producers and stuff like that, that they just can control their own content.
But what's the point?
What's the point?
Yeah, because if the point of television is to make money, which is true, and you make money generally in many ways, but generally through advertising dollars like you just described, mm-hmm. that's traditional television. The streaming services don't have commercials, so how do they make money and stay in business?
I think it's like a popularity thing. Because their shows, well, I'm trying. I understand what you're asking. I understand. Yeah. Like, where does the money come from?
Or, yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Like, what is the incentive to have a very popular show?
Yeah. Why would Hulu not just be a receptacle of syndicated shows rather than creating its own content? And I asked, somehow this came up in conversation. I was asking because I didn't know if you had a different perspective. But one perspective I've heard is that they're creating content so people rely on their services to a degree. And then it's something to do with software, cloud computing, systems. I don't know how best to describe it, but something to do with the software or technical side of Netflix and Hulu is more desirable because if so many people rely on it, someone like Google or Facebook is going to buy them.
That's true.
To use their software or technology.
That's true, because they're user platform, and then they know more about their individual users.
Yes.
Because everything you watch feeds into an algorithm about who you are as a person.
Yep.
So they can tell you what kind of person you are based on what shows you watch. So that is information, and that is demographic information, and that is what every marketer, company, anything wants, is a demographic number.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that the reason to have like a repeating season of shows, like the encouragement to have very popular content, is so they keep their name relevant and they keep popular. Like, you know, every time Game of Thrones re-comes out, it's like, yes, HBO, like, you're doing this. Like, and then they have a bunch of viewers and they're like, this is so popular, we can allot more money to other things.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a little circle jerk.
Yeah. It's crazy to me because as a consumer, I don't really think about it. I just go, wow, Netflix is so great for having Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt. Like, who came up with that idea and why aren't they making money? And then, you know, I had this very same conversation with someone else and they gave me that perspective of, it's really actually not about the consumer, you. Like, the content is actually like the smoke and mirrors of what the actual money-making portion is.
In the, like, inevitable future, I think that's correct.
Which is so weird to me. But I know. Right. So in exchange for giving you my demographic information, you're going to give me some entertainment.
Yes.
It's almost like...
Because that is unifucking versal.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's almost like that you're in a psychology experiment as a child, and they're like, "Here, this is not me. This is just in general." They're like, here's a cookie. Tell me where you grew up and what your age is, and that's it. And your reward is the cookie.
Yeah.
Now it's like, I'm going to reward you with a season-long television show.
This is like the Black Mirror, like, bleak future version of the truth.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Isn't that weird?
It's kind of scary.
And you can't watch them without giving your information. It's impossible. Well, you could bootleg it, but...
Yeah, but your IP address still comes up. So you at least get, like, a network area. Jeez. Which is why last summer I couldn't watch Game of Thrones because I was in France.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we had to steal it every night. Like, we stole episodes from, like, this French computer. So I watched them with subtitles.
I love that. I love that you're in France and you're, like, stealing Game of Thrones because you need to know what's going on with the storyline. And I'm like, I just stole Big Brother because I needed my fix. It's like my Coke for the summer. I'm like,
you gotta get your hit.
I just need to know who won head of household. Tell me.
I gotta watch this so I understand.
I'm telling you, I know I'm saying like verbiage that some people don't know, but anyone who watches that show
understands
and hears this is like,
I think a lot of our audience understands.
Oh,
I feel that.
It's so not good. Good. Anyway.
Anyway. Scott, that's our hour.
Wait, we've been talking for an hour?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
False.
Accurate.
Alternative facts.
Fake news.
All right. Well, we dropped a couple bombs.
We went over some food shame, some body work, some network chat.
Wow, we got a lot done in an hour.
What didn't we cover today?
Well, like we said, we got a couple more eps coming your way, including two interviews with some of our close friends that I'm very excited about.
Yes.
Which, fun fact, I subscribe to Ashley Pollard's
How to Adult
podcast, and her most recent guest is our next guest.
That is true.
So I promptly texted Ashley a cease and desist.
did she say?
She said, I had her first. I said, no, bitch. We recorded with her 3 months ago, and we're holding it for July.
Wait, now you just told everyone we recorded her 3 months ago. It doesn't matter.
It's the power of podcasting. But then she came back with, I think we recorded ours 4 months ago. Like, what? Are we all in this, like, smart idea of pre-recording podcasts sometimes?
Yes.
Apparently so. But we picked the same guest, which is hilarious. There's billions of people in the world. I only pick the same guest.
She's very interesting.
She is very interesting.
I'm excited to introduce you guys to her.
Yes.
In the meantime, Scott's also very interesting. Aww. You can find him at Scott Flannery everywhere if you want to follow his stuff. and Tara29 Scott Flannery is still somewhat active on Facebook.
Yeah, I actually need to go check it. Here I go. I get into my hole of not checking things.
Bye.
And Sam Valentine, you have different handles, so let me give it a shot. It's numberonebrokeactress.com. You can also find her at samvalentine.net for all of her reels and headshots. And then Sam Valentine on Instagram?
Yep.
Ooh, I did it?
Yep.
Thank you.
Perfect.
I'm excited. And then you can email us both at notaccordingtoplanpodcast@gmail.com.
Subscribe, rate, and review in Apple Podcasts. Side note, they got rid of iTunes. It's called Apple Podcasts now.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, no, 100%.
Oh, my gosh.
So it's not, don't get on iTunes. Get on Apple Podcasts.
Oh, that's like legit. Okay.
I know. Cool. I like it better, actually.
I do, too.
Follow the algorithm. Fall into line, children.
Oh, my God. Mwahaha. I wonder what, if you subscribe to us, what it says about you. That you're cool, hip, beautiful.
And maybe like pizza on Saturday nights.
There it is.
Have a great week, everybody.
Bye, y'all.
Bye.